Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ryan Gorman with you from iHeartRadio. I'm here to help out a bit while the team takes some much-needed and well-deserved time off. And we're hitting on it all, from the big news of the day to Thanksgiving preparations. And one issue a lot of Americans are going to be facing this Thanksgiving is a smaller gathering and a smaller dinner, which can be challenging in its own unique way. So for a little help with that, I'm joined by Becky Crystal, staff writer for Voraciously, part of the Washington Post food section. Becky, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to step us through this. 2020 has thrown all kinds of different curveballs at us over the past couple of months, and Thanksgiving doesn't go unscathed. So a lot of people doing things differently this year. When it comes to hosting a smaller Thanksgiving, what are some of the things that you recommend in your piece in the Washington Post?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, first of all, Ryan. It's really a lot about size, right? We're probably cooking for fewer people. So immediately you want to start thinking smaller dishes, smaller turkeys, even a turkey breast. I did a recipe for turkey legs. You might not have that like Norman Rockwell perfect huge roasted turkey on the table unless you want a ton of leftovers. So I think making that adjustment is the big first step. It's fine, whatever you decide to roast. Even if you do a chicken, we did a recipe for that. And then trying to scale down your sides so that you don't have a ton of those over. So it's really just about managing expectations, I think, and the amount of food that you're going to be putting on the table.
And for the inevitable Instagram picture of the turkey, you could always you could zoom in a little bit. It'll look bigger than, you know, or maybe put it on a small table and say, look how big the turkey is.
I actually did this slow roasted turkey breast recipe where you roast it overnight in the oven. It's great for smaller groups. And we shot a beautiful picture of it where you just see a little bit of the breast and the slices in front. I mean, with proper framing, you can make anything look good, regardless of size.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to how people typically prepare their Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sure they're used to preparing it for a big group, and therefore maybe their recipes are set that way, and then now you're getting into math and all of that. So talk about making those side dishes and all of that a little bit smaller. I'm assuming that could probably be a little challenging, right?
It can be, especially if you're someone like me who has these family recipes where it's like two cans of sweet potatoes, like all these recipes that were built around the, you know, proper canned goods. You can do the math. You can use half cans or partial cans, whatever. I think the most important thing to keep in mind is not just how much of the ingredients you're using, but how you're cooking them. So if you do manage to scale down your casserole or whatever, think about the size of the pan, right? So use a smaller pan so that you don't get this really thin layer of, say, mac and cheese or sweet potatoes that's going to bake fast. So adjust the ingredient size and also use your smaller dishes so that it bakes at about the time that you would have with more ingredients in a bigger dish.
Boy, you know there's going to be a lot of Thanksgiving dinners that they just don't come out like they normally do.
That's okay. It's 2020. You know, I mean, right? It's the attitude.
I'm joined by Becky Crystal, staff writer for Voraciously, which is part of the Washington Post food section. And we're talking about how to host a smaller Thanksgiving. You lay out in your piece in the Washington Post leftovers and making a plan for that, too. That's obviously a big part of Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, I mean, most have in the bigger groups where we just basically food at people as they walk out the door. You're not going to probably be able to do that. I know I'll probably be eating a couple of days of leftovers, but the time to deal with leftovers. So, not freeze them. A lot of things freeze really well. You're going to love having those a week or two or a month later. So just just have a plan even before you start cooking. What am I going to do with this? Am I making too much? If I have extra, how am I going to deal with it? It's just about thinking ahead.
And then finally, you explain that, you know, it's 2020. Things mm-hmm. aren't necessarily going to be the same as every other year, just like pretty much everything else we've dealt with throughout the course of this year. And you recommend giving yourself a break. Tell us about that.
It is okay. You should do as much or as little as you feel like this Thanksgiving. I know I'm someone who spends probably several days of cooking for a big family, a big meal. I'm not going to be doing that this year. And it's almost a relief. Do that if you want. Get takeout. A lot of restaurants are hurting. It's okay to outsource it, and they'll really appreciate it too. So do what you need to do to make it through this day.
I'm joined by Becky Crystal, staff writer for Voraciously, which is part of the Washington Post food section. And speaking of the Washington Post food section and Thanksgiving, I didn't realize this. You've been publishing Thanksgiving recipes and tips for 143 years?
Yeah, I did this really fun deep dive into our archives. It's probably longer than that. I only had access to as far back as 1877 working from home. We were talking about how to cook turkeys basically as long as people have been talking about Thanksgiving, which is that long. So, you know, look back then, but I'm doing the same thing that people have been doing for a century and a half, which is kind of funny and comforting at the same time.
It's really great because I'm looking at the piece now and there are pictures from, you know, these old newspapers back in 1937. And you got pictures of politicians like President Franklin Delano Roosevelt at the Thanksgiving table. It's amazing that this tradition really hasn't changed all that much all these years later.
Yeah, I know. And we're always trying to think of new ways to write about things. Obviously, this year is unlike basically any other year in the 143 years that I looked at. But it's a lot of the same stuff presented slightly differently. And that's okay. People love tradition on Thanksgiving. So if that gives you comfort to know you're carrying on a long-held tradition, then I think go for it.
Was there anything, final question for you, anything going back 143 years to some of the past Thanksgivings that stood out to you that you thought to yourself as you're looking back at the Washington Post pieces, okay, that I hadn't heard that before?
I mean, I think a lot of the alternatives that people suggested, I was finding recipes for you should just do some pork pate, you know, stuff like that. And some of the things, one of the things I focused on was how people cook during like times of crisis, kind of similar to this. And some of the stuff that people were cooking back, like during World War II, it was sobering. We know this year's going to be bad, but back then people didn't have access to ingredients and they're like, serve your like cabbage salad, you know, for Thanksgiving. So it really makes you appreciate also what we have today.
A fascinating piece. Again, you can check all of this out at Voraciously, which is part of the Washington Post food section. And you can find Becky on Twitter if you want to check out the 143 years of Thanksgiving coverage in the Washington Post or her tips on how to do a smaller Thanksgiving at Becky Crystal. Becky, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about all of that. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great holiday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.